listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Coming up next, we play a few, a little interview I did at the recent celebration, 420 celebration in Mendocino. But this is with a mom who got totally engaged in the use of medicinals for children after her child was really miraculously brought about and helped through CBDs and medicinal marijuana. Listen to this.
So my name is Gillian Nicholson, and I work for Cannacraft out of Santa Rosa. I am the Humboldt, Sonoma County, Mendocino County rep. I'm fortunate enough to have the whole Emerald Triangle. And I sell pure CO2 extracted vaporizer cartridges and pure CBD oil to medical dispensaries from Humboldt all the way down to Santa Rosa. And I'm able to get patients the access that they're looking for to the medicine. I came to this company because my child has epilepsy. And a friend of mine that I grew up with started to work for Care by Design and reached out to me with 18 to 1 oil. And that particular product from Care by Design has changed my child and my whole family's life within a year.
You have to tell that story.
So the story with Cypress is at 18 months, she had her first seizure, and we were in and out of the hospitals about on average every 4 to 6 months. She would have a seizure, and we were told by doctors that she was probably having febrile seizures because she had a fever accompanying the seizure, and that she could quite possibly grow out of it by 5 years old. And after five, she had bigger seizures, and we were in Oakland Children's Hospital for 4 days. And after that, we did CAT scans and MRIs, and she had an epilepsy diagnosis. And on our way home from that hospital stay, we stopped at Harborside in Oakland because we were so frightened about the seizure drug that they put her on and the side effect of cancer that we stopped to get cannabis oil and got her a recommendation and cannabis oil, and then started to give her that. And that night that we gave her the cannabis oil was the first night at 7 years old that she slept through the night for the very first time. And it was frightening for us to give our child cannabis, but the only side effect that happened when she woke up, instead of crying and screaming for us, she woke up laughing and thirsty. So it was a nice trade-off.
crying and screaming gone and laughing. Laughter. Huh? And your child.
It was the biggest gift. And so then things evolved, and we gave her that for a really long time every night for sleep. And then fast forward to 9 years old, she had her first grand mal seizure and another hospital stay. And, you know, the neurologists, even though she's on one seizure drug, they want to just keep layering more seizure drugs. They don't want to take her off the one that hasn't been currently working. They just want to add a cocktail of more. And we were unwilling to do that. So we said we were going to stop the Keppra that wasn't working and changing her personality into a violent child to the next one that they suggested. And we did a lot of research on these drugs, and there's 30 seizure drugs, and 27 of them have the side effect of a possibility of Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is a really horrible rash that occurs on your trunk and your eyeballs, and if you get it, it's like these blisters, you will die. There's no reversing it. So we just said, you can wipe all of those off, and we'll just choose from the three. So we chose one, and that was frightening enough. And then after that grand mal seizure, a friend that I grew up with in Ukiah reached out and said he had just started to work for Care by Design, and he was willing to drive from Ukiah to Petaluma to get me this medicine for my child. And I got it from him, and we gave it to her the same day she had her seizure. And usually a recovery for her was like 3 to 4 days, poor balance, slurred speech, can't sleep, crying. We gave her the 18 to 1, and within an hour, it was as if she didn't have a seizure. She wasn't imbalanced. She wasn't crying. She wasn't slurring her words anymore. And we kind of kept waiting for it to quote-unquote, wear off, and it just wasn't wearing off. And gave it to her before bed, and that particular product has changed our whole life. And so we've gone 9 months without a seizure.
9 months. And how many was she having?
She was having, on average, every 4 to 6 months, a cluster of seizures that was, you know, we'd lose a week of school and we'd be in the hospital and neurologist appointments, and it would just throw us into this cycle of, you know, kind of taking steps backward. So now she's able to function and she's progressing in school, and, you know, doctors said that maybe she would never read, and she's reading and writing and, you know, acting in plays.
So you have picked this up as your life's work.
Yeah, and so after our experience with that, I was working in the natural products industry, calling on Whole Foods and health food stores, and I reached out back to my friend at Care by Design, and I said, are you guys looking for reps? And he said, as a matter of fact, we are, for Humboldt and Sonoma. And one thing led to another, and I got this job a year and a half ago, and it's been a huge blessing. I get to help people every day. You know, I run into people that are in late-stage cancer, or children that have epilepsy, or, you know, a myriad of things, but it's almost like this gift that I get to just give back to people now with this knowledge that I have, and we have access to clean medicine and these botanicals that, you know, I get to work with these two gentlemen who started this company that have risked their freedom for years to push forward into the light, and they're doing it. We went through a raid a year ago, and we persevered, and you know, it was certainly a huge hit for the company and for
raid. Another, remind people what happened. What's the thumbnail sketch there?
We had moved our company to a bigger office building, and you know, Dennis Hunter is the owner, and Ned Fussell. They had invited many lobbyists and city council members and congress people to Circadian, to our office in Santa Rosa, to take a tour, and because we're trying to be completely transparent and show people how to write concentrate laws, and they don't know anything about it. So we had a large group of politicians, and a week later we were raided. It may or may not have a connection, but the DEA, you know, kicked in the doors. They took, you know, $700,000 cash and all of our products and machines, millions of dollars worth of machinery that we use to function in, as a company. And we were able to rebuild from scratch almost. And
did you get any of that stuff back?
No.
No.
They have not. They're asking for an exorbitant amount of money for us to pay to get it back. And I think we're just moving forward. So we've been able...
All criminal charges dropped?
All criminal charges dropped. They arrested Dennis Hunter from his house that morning with a $5 million bail. And we got together with a lot of other organizations locally, and there was a huge rally in front of the Santa Rosa courthouse. And he was released, I think, within 48 hours. They released him and dropped all charges, which has been beautiful. So nobody has been arrested through that raid. They just took everything. And then we just decided that we would all stick together. Nobody quit over that. Everyone stayed. Everyone believed in what we were doing and still does. And we've only grown as a company. I think at the time there was approximately 60 employees, and now we're at about 150. So we've grown only, and everyone is here to push this movement forward, and I think we're doing it in a really beautiful way.
You know, I used to teach what they called emotionally disturbed kids. They were actually rightful. I was the emotionally disturbed teacher. They were rightfully disturbed kids. And they give them the heaviest drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And it was devastating. And I got fired from one job for trying to stop that, for trying to talk about that. And we could see the devastating impact that criminalization has had. But here you are talking about, you know, for you, it's not a miracle because it's a reality situation. This really happened to you with your daughter. This changed your life. And so where do you see this go? You talked about the struggle with the feds. Where do you see this going now, and what's your best hope?
I think our best hope is that, you know, at least as a company, we're really interested in working with law enforcement so that everyone has the access to get this medicine. And this is, you know, this is plant medicine. This is medicine that's been around for thousands of years. No one's ever died from this medicine. You know, it certainly is a little bit of competition for the drug industry, and, you know, where doctors are so apt to give people Western medication and these drugs that are, you know, killing thousands and thousands of people every year, you know, especially opiates. And this medicine is able to help people and change people's lives, you know, for pain relief, for epilepsy, for cancer, you know. And now these things are being scientifically proven, and that's a gift.